I have not exactly paraphrased the purports, so we will read the full purport, and we will read Vishnu Chakrita course commentary will be on the screen. So we'll do the verse, we'll read Vishnu Chakrita course translation, we'll read Prabhupada's purport and move on. If there is any discussion, we'll discuss. And if you feel it's moving too slow, then you let me know. And then we will make some adjustments if needed. Okay. So now, fifth canto is over. The description of hellish planets is over. And Parikshit Maharaj is shaken. Like Priyagopesh Prabhu, Parikshit Maharaj is very shaken. He is not very happy, and he really wants some solution for all of them. All the Kabe Jive Doya, Hoibe Udaya. What is the next line? Nija Sukha Boli, Sudina Hridaya. Like that. Shri Parikshit Uvacha Nivritti Marga Katita Adau Bhagavata Yata Kramayogo Palabdena Brahmana Yad Asam Sritihi. Bhagavata Adau Katita, you have already described Nivritti Marga, the path of liberation. Yata Kramayoga Upalabdena, by gradually progressing on that path properly, Asam Sritihi, one ends material existence, Brahmana, along with Brahma. So he described Krama Mukti, Krama Yoga Upalabdena, Krama Mukti. You all remember second canto? So he is telling that, yes, I have understood that path. First, Parikshit Maharaj is telling what all he has understood. Because the actual conversation between Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj started from the second canto only. And one of the first things that Shukadeva Goswami described was the Krama Mukti in the second canto. By telling, okay, I understood Krama Mukti. Srila Vishnu Jagadakur says, offering respects to Guru and Krishna, the ocean of mercy, I take shelter of Sri Shukadeva, the eye of the universe and master of the worlds. I offer myself and everything I possess to He who is the life of the gopis, the controller, for service to His dear devotees. The fifth canto described Sthana, the maintenance of the inhabitants of the Bhuloka, Patala and heavenly planets who are situated there with their rules. The protection given to people who transgress the laws of Dharma and the devotees is called Poshana by the wise. Poshanam tadanugraha. Sinful Ajamil is considered a devotee, and Indra, even though he was offensive to Guru, is also considered a devotee. Giving protection to Ajamil and Indra as well as Chitraketu in the 19 chapters of the 6th canto shows the Lord's affection to his devotee. Three chapters tell the story of Ajamil, six chapters describe Vishwaroop, eight chapters describe the story of Vitrasur. How many over? 3 plus 6, 9 plus 8, 17. And two chapters describe the birth of the Maruts, in which Indra observes Diti as she performs vows. This is the four pastimes. Diti and Indra, last. Before that is the story of Ritrasur. Before that is the story of Vishwaroop performing the sacrifice. And before that is the Ajamal story. The first chapter describes the words of the servants of Yama when the servants of Vishnu came to rescue Ajamil. Hearing of the suffering of men falling to hell, Parikshit became compassionate to them. He reveals that he has understood the meaning of what was previously explained in order to produce enthusiasm in Shukadev so that he would answer his question about how to deliver those suffering people. See, if one is not... See, one should... give confidence to the person who is narrating that what he has already narrated has created an impression on that person. Rather than that, if one is just interested in asking further and further questions, then the person will be wondering, अरे जो अभी तक दिया वो यू नो वेदर वो वेदर ही हैज असिमिलेटेड इट और नॉट दैट डाउट इज ऑलवेज देयर. सो इन एनी ऑफ दीज कॉन्वर्सेशन यू सी वेदर इट इज बिटवीन विदुर एंड मैत्रेय और सूत गोस्वामी एंड शौनकादि ऋषिस और हियर बिटवीन परीक्षित महाराज एंड सुखदेव गोस्वामी आफ्टर सम रीजनेबल डिस्कशन द हियरर गिव्स कॉन्फिडेंस to the speaker as Arjuna gave nashto moha smritir labdva tat prasadatmaya chita stitosmi gata sandeha karishye vatanam vachanam tava, like that. And as Parikshit Maharaj also mentioned previously, what was that, you remember in the second canto where he was telling that you know, all my ignorance is gone. What is that verse? Anyone remembers? No, he was mentioning that I have all my ignorance is gone, like that he says. Okay, anyway. But the point is that need is there for the speaker, that whether the audience are getting the benefit or not, or what is the benefit that the audience are getting. So when that encouragement is there, then the person feels, okay, let me give further. So here first Parikshit Maharaj, before asking his question, is giving confidence to Sukadeva Goswami that yes, whatever you have spoken till now is benefiting me. Tamo vishiryate mahyam. What is it? Find that out. Tamo vishiryate mahyam, he says. Katyatam hare hekata, something like that. Tamo vishiryate mahyam. Samichinam vacho brahman. सर्वज्ञस्य तवानग तमो विशीर्यते मह्यम हरेः कथ्यते कथाम, समथिंग लाइक दैट, राइट. सो दिस इज परीक्षित महाराज ओनली स्पीकिंग, राइट. समीचीनम वचो ब्रह्मन, यू हैव स्पोकन वेरी अप्रोप्रिएट वर्ड्स ओ ब्राह्मण. समीचीनम वचो ब्रह्मन सर्वज्ञस्य तवानग, ओ यू ओ सर्वज्ञ ओ ऑल नोइंग पर्सनैलिटी सुखदेव गोस्वामी, हैव स्पोकन वेरी समथिंग वेरी अप्रोप्रिएट. हाउ डू यू नो? तमो विशीर्यते मह्यम, द इग्नोरेंस विद इन माई हार्ट इज गेटिंग डिसिपेटेड. हरे हे कथ्यत कथाम, सो देयरफॉर प्लीज कंटिन्यू दिस हरि कथा, लाइक दैट सुखदेव गोस्वामी गिवस कॉन्फिडेंस टू सुखदेव गोस्वामी. अगेन ही इज गिविंग कॉन्फिडेंस हियर बाई नरेटिंग वॉट ही हैड हर्ड. ही इज डूइंग द रीकैप. This is what I heard, 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 and I really appreciate, like that. Okay, so few of you who can read clearly, you can take turns and read purport, so you all can read. So we are directly going to read from purport. That is, I have not made any notes. So we will read from the purport, and if there is any discussion, then I'll stop and we will discuss. Otherwise, you can keep reading. You don't read too fast. Don't read too slow. Medium speed you can read, so that everyone can, you all can open your book, and you can. Can start someone
since first this first shloka. Since Maharaj Parikshit was a Vaishnava, when he heard the description at the end of fifth canto, of the different hellish conditions of life, he was very much concerned with how to liberate the conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya and take them back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, he reminded his spiritual master Shukadeva Goswami about the Nivrutti Marga or path of liberation, which he had described in the second canto.
So, he is telling that Prabhupada is telling that, oh, you had given the path of liberation to attached souls, but here attached souls are rotting in hell. So, can't this path be offered to them? Like, you know, they are also attached persons. They gradually achieved liberation. So, why these people have to suffer because of their material attachments? Like that, that is the reason why he is indicating about the Nivritti Marga. Like that, Krama Yoga, Nivritti Marga, which means a path towards liberation, but Krama Yoga Palabdena, but by gradual attainment. That is not exactly Pravritti Marga, that is Nivritti Marga only, because the ultimate goal is liberation. A pravritti, while that pravritti marga is being followed, that person does not have nivritti as the goal. When he progresses from that pravritti and he enters the nivritti marga, then liberation becomes the goal. That marga eventually leads to liberation, but the personality at that juncture is not thinking about liberation. He is thinking about sense gratification only. That's why at that stage it is called as pravritti marga. Otherwise, if you see, all Vedic marga is Nivritti marga only. That which leads to liberation, the path of detachment, Nivritti. Pravritti is engagement of senses and sense objects.
Maharaj Parikshit, who at the time of death was fortunate to have met Shukadeva Goswami, inquired from Shukadeva Goswami about the path of liberation at that crucial time. Shukadeva Goswami very much appreciated his question and congratulated him by saying, Varyan eshate prashnaha kruto lokahitam nrupa atmavit sammatahapumsam shrotavyadishu yapara. My dear king, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial for all kinds of people. The answer to this question is the prime subject matter for hearing and it is approved by all transcendentalists. Parikshit Maharaj was astonished that the living entities in the conditional stage do not accept path of liberation, devotional service, instead of suffering in so many hellish conditions. This is symptom of a Vaishnava. Vancha kalpataru bhasya kripa sindhubhya evacha. A Vaishnava is an ocean of mercy. Para dukha dukhi. He is unhappy because of the unhappiness of others. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, being compassionate toward the conditioned soul suffering in hellish life, suggested that Shukadeva Goswami continue describing the path of liberation, which he had explained in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. The word asamsmruti is very important in this connection.
Asamsruti.
Samsruti. Asamsruti is very important in this connection. Samsmruti. Samsruti. Refers to continuing on the path of birth and death. Asamsruti, on the contrary, refers to Nivrutti Marga or the path of liberation by which one's birth and death cease and one gradually progresses to Brahma Loka. Unless one is a pure devotee who does not care about going to the higher planetary systems, in which case one immediately returns home back to Godhead by executing devotional service.
So he is clarifying about this. If one is a pure devotee, then he need not go through this Krama Mukti, Archiradi Marga. For him, the Lord comes in Garuda, picks him up, puts him on Garuda's back and takes him back. Like that, there is a verse from Garuda Puran. So, where it is said that the pure devotees, they don't have to go through this Archiradi Marga. It is not for everyone. But someone who would also, who have liberation as their goal, but they don't want a very intense program. They want to practice devotional service, but they don't want to stay in voice like that. So ultimately we want to practice devotional service, but not the rigorous program of voice. थोड़ा आराम से करेंगे हम हमारा. सो फॉर सच काइंड ऑफ पीपल, आई मीन नॉट एग्जैक्टली, नॉट दैट दोज हु आर आउटसाइड वॉइस आर प्रैक्टिसिंग मिक्स डिवोशनल सर्विस, दैट इज नॉट व्हाट आई मेंट, बट इन द सेंस दैट दे डू हैव अदर मिक्स डिजायर्स ऑल्सो विच दे वॉन्ट टू एंजॉय अपार्ट फ्रॉम जस्ट लिबरेशन. लिबरेशन दे डू वॉन्ट, दैट इज वेरी क्लियर. लाइक दैट very special class of people who have an ultimate goal and very clearly defined subsidiary goals also, which they want to also accomplish on their way to achieving liberation, and they don't mind if it is little slow like that.
Parikshit Maharaj, therefore, was very eager to hear from Shukadev Goswami about the path of liberation for the conditioned soul. According to the opinion of Acharyas, the word Krama Yogopalabdhena indicates that by first performing Karma Yoga and then Jnana Yoga and finally coming to the platform of Bhakti Yoga, one can be liberated.
So Prabhupada is talking about a different Krama here. Even though that one understanding of Krama Yoga is Krama Mukti, where gradually 13 destinations are covered, starting with Vaishvanara Loka to and then the Shishumar and all that, and then finally Satya Loka, and from Satya Loka one pierces through the 7 layers and then achieves Brahma Jyoti. That is one Krama. Krama means gradual. Prabhupada in this verse is talking about a different Krama. What is that Krama? Karma Kanda, Sakama Karma Yoga, Nishkama Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Adhyana Yoga and Bhakti Yoga, like that.
Bhakti Yoga, however, is so powerful that it does not depend on Karma Yoga or Jnana Yoga. Bhakti Yoga itself is so powerful that even an impious man with no assets in Karma Yoga or an illiterate with no assets in Jnana Yoga can undoubtedly be elevated to the spiritual world if he simply adheres to Bhakti Yoga. Maam Eveshasi Asamshaya. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 8.7 that by the process of Bhakti Yoga one undoubtedly goes back to Godhead, back home to the spiritual world. Yogis, however, instead of going directly to the spiritual world, sometimes want to see other planetary systems.
Now Prabhupada is talking about the second kind of Krama Yoga, Krama Mukti here.
And therefore they ascend to the planetary system where Lord Brahma lives, as indicated here by the word Brahmana.
So sometimes it is also called as the Brahma Pata, as in second canto it's called Brahma Patena Shochisha, like that. So Brahmapatha means that path to liberation in which Brahmaloka also comes as one of the stops. Like for example, by which path did you come to Thane? Someone may ask. Is it the path via Godbandar, or did you come via Panvel, okay, like that. So this is the path of this Krama Mukti path is called the Brahma Patha, because in which one of the main stops is the planet of Brahma, Satyaloka, like that.
At the time of dissolution, Lord Brahma along with all the inhabitants of Brahma Loka goes directly to the spiritual world. This is confirmed in the Vedas as follows. Brahmana sahate sarve samprapte pratishanchare parasyante krutatmanah pravishanti parampadam. Because of their exalted position, those who are on Brahmaloka at the time of dissolution go directly back home, back to Godhead, along with Lord Brahma.
Okay. So, like that. So, we still have some part left, because he is going to discuss about this Krama Mukti. Prabhupada described, and Vishnachakya Thakur also describes. I thought we had already completed the purport. He says, Yata means suitably. Shukadev mentioned the path of liberation in the following verses. Vaishwanaram yati vihayasa gataha shushumnaya brahma patena shochisha. You see, same thing. Viduta kalko ata hare rudastat prayati chakram nipa shaishumaram. So that path of, you know, first starting with Vaishwanar Loka, then Shishumar and so on. Ye Swadharman Naduyanti, this is from the third canto. Ye Swadharman Naduyanti Dira Kamartha Hetave Nisanga Nyastakarmana Prashanta Shuddha Chetasa. Those intelligent people who do not desire the results of their prescribed actions for Artha and Kama, having offered all results to the Lord free from attachment, are peaceful and pure in consciousness. Nivritti Dharma Nirata Nirmama Nirahankrita Swadharmaptena Satvena Parishuddena Chetasa Surya Dvarena Teyanti Purusham Vishvatomukam Paravaresham Prakritim Asyot Patyanta Bhavanam. This is also third canto, 32nd chapter, where Kapila Deva also speaks about this Krama Mukti. So he says that having attained Sattva by performance of prescribed duties, so in this Krama Mukti initial stage, they practice, they don't give up their prescribed duties. Because this is the Arurukshor Muner Yogam Karma Karana Muchate Yoga Rudaseta Seva Shamak Karana Muchate. So these people do not have their hearts purified of material desires, so therefore they can't give up their prescribed duties, so they continue their prescribed duties also while they are meditating on the universal form of the Lord. Okay. By this gradual path, the person attains liberation along with Brahma. Again, Prabhupada also quotes the same verse from the Smriti. This is based on Kurma Purana actually. Brahmana sahate sarve samprapte pratisanchare parasyante kridatmana pravishanti parampadam. Those who are on Brahmaloka with exalted status at the time of dissolution go directly to the supreme abode along with the Lord, along with Lord Brahma. Okay, so this is what Parikshit Maharaj has mentioned, that you described about the Nivritti Marga. So can't that Nivritti Marga be available for these unfortunate souls? Why do they have to suffer? That is the mood. He has not spoken it out, he is going to speak it out. Pravritti lakshanaschaiva traigunya vishayo mune yosav alina prakriter guna sarga puna puna. O sage, pravritti lakshanaha, the symptom of material enjoyment, guna sargaha puna puna, punarapi jananam punarapi maranam punarapi janani jatare shayanam, iha samsare bahudustare kripayapare pahi murare. So he says that the symptom of pravritti marga is that is repeated birth and death. Guna sarga puna puna. With the object of receiving happiness of swarga, traigunya vishaya veda. For the person who is not freed from maya, yaha asav alina prakritehe, who has not separated himself from the influence of prakriti, for that person, he keeps on going after the object of swarga, and therefore repeated birth and death, he does not escape from that. Pravritti marga. That is not liberation. Well, that pravritti marga is described in the next verse of Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter, it mentions, what is that? Uh, can you, I think 8.23, I think. Check out. What is 8.22 or 23? Yatra kale tvana vrittim avrittim chaiva yogina prayata yanti tatkalam vakshami bhartarishabha. Next verse. Atnir jyotir aha shukla shanmasa uttarayanam yogi tatra prayata gacchanti brahma brahma vidojana. So this is the krama mukti that we saw, that is described here. What is the starting? Agnir jyotir ahash. Agni is Vaishvanara loka, and jyotish is that shishumar, like that shochisha. Agnir jyotir ahash shukla, shukla gati, this is called as the white path. Agnir jyotir ahash shukla shanmasa uttarayanam. These are all various planets, and the presiding deities of these planets, they ensure that person moves from one planet to the other planet, like that. Once, till whatever time he wants to stay, he can stay. It is just like, these people are like, they have not reached those places. Natam gatir karma, karma gatim, like that it is mentioned, that they have not achieved this path on the strength of their karma. Vidya tapo dana, vidya tapo jnana samadhi bhajam, like that it is mentioned. On the strength of some bhakti, some yoga, some jnana and some karma, they have attained that path. So therefore, they are not dependent on their punya. They can stay there as long as they want. And it is the responsibility of the presiding deity of that planet to ensure that they move to the next planet. Like that. Now he has to ensure that he shows him the right way and ensure that he goes to the next planet. Like that. So this is Agnir Jyotir Ahashukla Shanmasa Uttarayanam Yogi Prayata Gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vidojana. This is on the strength of their spiritual practices only they go, not just on the strength of their karma, of their punya. So therefore, Shine Punya Madhyalokam Vishanti, even though these are Swarga planets, does not apply to these people. Okay. Then, what is the next verse? Is Dhumo Ratris Tata Krishnas Shanmasa Dakshinayanam. Right? Dhumo Ratris Tata Krishnas Shanmasa Dakshinayanam. Tatra Chandramaso Jyotir Yogi Prapya Nivartate. So this is the path of this, the Pravritti Marga. So he goes through, he goes and enjoys and comes back. Yogi Prapya Nivartate. So he comes back. So this is the, he attains the Swargaloka and then comes back. Shine Punya Martalokam Vishanti. Whereas these people also reach Swargaloka, but they keep going higher and higher. Like that. Path of repeated birth and death. Brahma also can come back. If that Brahma is qualified, when he goes along with him, they also go. Otherwise, they leave Brahma and they go. Brahma goes into the body of Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, and in the next life he takes birth as an ordinary living entity. And others who are qualified, they go. So Brahma is not guaranteed. This is also clarified in one of the later verses that Kapila Dev quoted in the third canto, 32nd chapter. In one of the later verses, he quotes that Brahma also is not guaranteed. Return back if he is not a pure devotee, like that. So Srila Vishnajaga Thakur writes, you have described in the third canto the symptoms of material enjoyment. Traigunya Vishaya means having the goal of happiness of on Swarga. There is repeated birth by the gunas for the person who has not destroyed prakriti. He again quoting from the third kind of 32nd chapter. Yetu iha asakta manasa karmasu shraddayanvita kurvanti apratishiddani nityani apicha kritsnashah. With minds attached to this world, with faith in prescribed duties, they perform kamya karma and nitya karmas to the fullest extent. Like that.
Nitya karma is they have to perform, na? Nitya karma means what? Sandhya and all those things. They have to do.
Nitya karma is compulsory. Kamya karma is optional. Kamya karma only the sakama karma yogis do. But the nishkama karma yogis avoid kamya karma. But nitya naimittika karmas they have to do. Like that. Nitya karma means trikala sandhya and all that. Naimittika karma is shrardha and like that. Okay, can someone read?
As Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita 9.25, Yanti deva vrata devan pitron yanti pito vadaha bhutani yanti bhutecha yanti madhyajino bhimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors, and those who worship me will live with me. Because of the influence of the various modes of nature, the living entities have various tendencies or propensities, and therefore they are qualified to achieve various destinations. As long as one is materially attached, he wants to be elevated to the heavenly planets. Because of his attraction to the material world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead declares, however, those who worship me, come back to me. If one has no information about the Supreme Lord and his abode, one tries to be elevated only to a higher material position.
So that's what here, only those who are not aware of the abode of the Supreme Lord and the glories of that abode, he will aspire for all these lower destinations, like that he says. That's why Prabhupada in the purport of Natat Basayate Suryo Na Shashanko Na Pavakaha Yad Gatva Na Nivartante Tad Dhamma Parama Mama. What does Prabhupada say? So these informations are given so that we get captivated by the glories of that abode, so that we start aspiring this abode rather than the Swarga and other such abodes like that. So those who do not have information and those who are not captivated by that information, they aspire for the lower abodes like that.
But when one concludes that in this material world there is nothing but repeated birth and death, he tries to return home back to Godhead. If one attains that destination, he need never return to this material world. Yad gatvan univartante tad dhama paramam mama. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems, and some are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. All living entities are rotating throughout the universe, going sometimes up to the higher planetary systems and sometimes down to the lower planets. This is the material disease, which is known as Pravritti Marga. When one becomes intelligent, he takes to Nivritti Marga, the path of liberation, and thus, instead of rotating within this material world, he returns home back to Godhead. This is necessary.
Like that. So you have spoken about the Nivritti Marga, you have spoken about the Pravritti Marga. Then, yes. But by facilitating their enjoyment also, that also Krishna only does. Krishna only facilitates their enjoyment also.
Okay, that is also kind of portion for
those. And also by giving them association of devotees, like in the case of Ajamil, Vishnu Dutas themselves gave association, prajamil, like that. Adharma lakshananana narakaschanu varnitaha manvantarascha vyakyata adyasvayambhuvo yataha. You have also described the varieties of hellish life that result from impious activities, and you have described in the fourth canto the first manvantara, which was supervised by Swayambhuva Manu. No purport. Priyavratottana padur vamshastacharitani cha dvipavarsha samudradri nadyudyana vanaspatim dharamandala samstanam bhaga lakshana mantatmanatah jyotisham vivaranam cha yatedam masrjad vibhu. You have described the dynasties and characteristics of King Priyavrata and King Uttanapad, as well as the islands, varshas, oceans, mountains. Basically, he is summarizing what all he has heard. Rivers, gardens, trees, and the conditions of the earth, and the luminaries in the sky, and the lower planets with their divisions, characteristics, and dimensions, just as the Lord created them. Can someone read?
Clearly indicate that the Supreme, the Great Almighty Personality of Godhead created this entire material world with its different varieties of planets, stars, and so forth. Atheists try to conceal the hand of God, which is present in every creation. But they cannot explain how all these creations could come into existence without a competent intelligence and almighty power behind them. Simply to imagine or speculate is a waste of time. In Bhagavad Gita 10.8, the Lord says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, I am the origin of everything. Matah Sarvam Pravartate. Whatever exists in the creation emanates from me. Iti Matva Bhajante Nam Yuga Bhava Sanandita. When one fully understands that I create everything by my omnipotence, one becomes firmly situated in devotional service and fully surrenders at my lotus feet.
This is the symptom actually. So, if someone accepts the supremacy of the Supreme Lord, that acceptance, the symptom of that acceptance is bhajante mam, bhava samanvita bhajante mam. So with great feeling he has to worship Krishna. That is the symptom of accepting Krishna's supremacy. Otherwise, yes I accept Krishna's supremacy, you know, that is not acceptance. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattas sarvam pravartate. That's why Prabhupada says, iti matva bhajante mam buddhaha. Iti matva buddhaha, that intelligent person who accepts this, how can you find him, how can you identify him? Bhava samanvita bhajante mam. With great love he worships me. Like that. Between these two,
Aham Sarvasya Bhavo, Matta Sarvam Pravartate. The meaning appears same, repeatedly. I am the origin of everything, whatever exists in the creation. Literally meaning the same. Aham Sarvasya Bhavo.
Maybe it is re-emphasis. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, the unintelligent cannot immediately understand Krishna's supremacy. Nonetheless, if they associate with devotees and read authorized books, they will gradually come to the proper understanding, although this may take many, many births.
This may take many, many births, but it is not necessary. Yeah, this is what he is telling by, you know, the unintelligent cannot immediately understand Krishna's supremacy. Kasvalpa punyavatam rajan vishwaso neva jayate, they will not have vishwas on all these things. But if they associate with devotees and gain that sukriti, then they can accept.
After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great fool is very rare. Vasudeva, Krishna is the...
So basically this verse does not mean that a jnani by many many lifetimes of practicing jnana yoga automatically becomes a devotee. Bahunam janmanam ante just indicates the rarity, rather than a prerequisite, that many lifetimes of jnana yoga is a prerequisite for bhakti, or a jnana yogi has to sufficiently practice jnana yoga before taking up to bhakti. That is not what it means. It just indicates the rarity rather than actually a prerequisite for a jnana yogi to come to bhakti yoga like that. Nein. The rarity of bhakti yoga itself, that's what it indicates. Of course, for a jnana yogi to take up to bhakti is also quite rare.
Vasudeva, Krishna is the creator of everything, and his energy is displayed in various ways. As explained in Bhagavad Gita 7.45, a combination of the material energy, Bhumi Rabha Malovari, and the spiritual energy, the living entity, exists in every creation. Therefore, the same principle, the combination of the Supreme Spirit and the material elements, is the cause of the cosmic manifestation.
Okay. Aduneha Mahabhaga Yataiva Narakan Naraha Nano Grayatana Neyat Tanme Vyakyatu Marhasi. Oh greatly fortunate Shukadeva Goswami, now kindly tell me how human beings may be saved from the terrible pains of hell. Srila Vishnu Jagadakur says, please explain how a person can avoid going to these hells which have terrible pain. Just as the means of attaining fortunate and unfortunate results should be known, you very clearly explained how to get fortunate results and how one gets unfortunate results. The means of extinguishing the unfortunate results should also be known. So therefore, please explain how they can escape this hellish suffering. Can someone read?
Purport. In the 26th chapter of 5th canto, Shukadeva Goswami has explained that people who commit sinful acts are forced to enter hellish planets and suffer. Now, Maharaj Parikshit, being a devotee, is concerned with how this can be stopped. A Vaishnava is para dukha dukhi. In other words, he has no personal troubles, but he is very unhappy to see others in trouble. Prahlad Maharaj said, my Lord, I have no personal problems, for I have learned how to glorify your transcendental qualities.
Where is this?
So,
Naivod Vijay Paraduratyaya Vaitaranya Stvadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Makna Chitta.
For I have learned how to glorify your transcendental qualities and thus enter a trance of ecstasy. I do have a problem, however. I do have a problem, however, for I am simply thinking of these rascals and fools who are busy with Maya Sukha, temporary happiness, without knowledge of devotional service unto you. This is the problem. This is a problem faced by a Vaishnava. Because a Vaishnava fully takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he personally has no problems. But because he is compassionate towards the fallen, conditioned souls, he is always thinking of plans to save them from their hellish life in this body and the next. Parikshit Maharaj therefore anxiously wanted to know from Shukadev Goswami how humanity can be saved from gliding down to hell.
So therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jayavadharma he explains, commenting on this verse, Ishvareta Dadineshu Balisheshu Dvishastucha Prema Maitri Kripo Peksha Yakkaroti Samadhyama. So he says, how do we know if we are progressing in the towards the goal of prema? He says, because that is not a very you should have some clear symptoms. He says three clear symptoms. By three clear symptoms you can understand whether you are progressing or not. What are those three symptoms? He says, Tad Adineshu Maitri. How are you developing friendship towards other devotees? Balisheshu Kripa. How much you are inspired to help the innocent souls? And Dvishatsu Upeksha. And how you are consciously avoiding non-Krishna conscious people and other objects, everything. So he says that you are whether I am progressing towards Krishna prema or not, it may be a vague thing, but these are clear, these are tangible, observable symptoms which anyone can observe. So he says, because these four symptoms parallelly develop in a devotee, so if someone is not is having relationship issues with Vaishnavas, maybe his sadhana is becoming weaker, the desire to preach also may go down, the desire to avoid non-Krishna conscious people and things also goes down. So he says all these four things parallelly develop in a Vaishnava. So, and these are observable symptoms. How much I am getting attracted to non-Krishna conscious things. How am I doing with respect to relationships with devotees, and how am I doing with respect to desire to help people progress in Krishna consciousness, like that. Yeah, yeah. Three symptoms. Fourth is Ishware Prema. And how do I know whether I am developing Ishware Prema? When there is Tadadineshu Maitri, when there is Balisheshu Kripa, when there is Dvishatsu Upeksha.
This is the problem faced by Vaishnava. Because Vaishnava fully takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he personally has no problems. But because he is compassionate toward the fallen conditioned souls, he is always thinking of plans to save them from their hellish life in this body and the next. Parikshit Maharaj therefore anxiously wanted to know from Shukadeva Goswami how humanity can be saved from gliding down to hell. Shukadeva Goswami had already explained how people enter hellish life, and he could also explain how they could be saved from it. Intelligent men must take advantage of these instructions. Unfortunately, however, the entire world is lacking Krishna consciousness, and therefore people are suffering from the grossest ignorance and do not even believe in a life after this one. To convince them of their next life is very difficult, because they have become almost mad in their pursuit of material enjoyment. Nevertheless, our duty, the duty of all sane men, is to save them. Maharaj Parikshit is the representative of one who can save them.
He is the captain of our ship. Like that. Okay, so we will take 5-10 minutes break. 10 minutes break. 1:50 we will again convene back. Okay. Huh? Thank you.